Praise the Lord,
Love
everybody.
Talk Radio.
This is the New Awakening, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Everywhere. My God, we are giving God praise and adoration. We change that approach to God from just, Lord, give me, give me, give me, to the thank you, thank you, thank you. And we have tried our best to do what God asks us to do, and that is lead people into prayer all over the world. Start prayer all over the world, prayer convention, prayer movement. And then he said, make ambassadors. And we have been doing that. Amen. God bless all of you. Every church affiliation, the church denomination, every economic strata, and from every background. We thank God for you. This is a wonderful day. I was wondering, will you pray with me? Amen. Let's pray together, children. Amen. God bless you. And then after we pray, we're going to praise God. Get ready. Amen. Unmute your line so you can be heard in praising God. Oh, my God. Let's go to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we join the hand of our brothers and sisters coming to you, Lord. You said that we ought to come together, work together, love each other. And that's what we're trying to do. I'm asking you to look on these precious people. Oh, God, look beyond their faults and see their needs. Sanctify the line. Forgive all sins. Every sin of omission, every sin of commission. All sin everywhere. In Jesus' name, lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Give grace and mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done, how you've opened doors, how you made ways where there are no ways, how you brought us, Lord, to a new echelon, how you brought us, Lord, to new heights and to new depths. Ah, God, so many blessings. Thank you, you've done for us. You are worthy to be praised, and we do. We give you honor. We give you glory. Nobody like you, God. Nobody, nowhere like you. We just are so privileged and so pleased to be able to talk to you. God, it's what an honor it is. So many times you talk back to us. Tell us how much how much you appreciate the things that we're trying to do for you. What a wonderful, wonderful Father you are. Thank you. You're our role model. Oh, God, and thank you. I pray that this day you allow the Holy Ghost to come on in and take over. We just surrender everything and all to thee. Thank you for what is going to happen today. And every person who participates, give them a blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for prayer that changes things. And a day without prayer is a wasted day. We do praise you for it. Now, look on all those who are hurting, those who are bruised, and those who are wounded. Help them, Lord. Help. In the name of Jesus. And bless your prayer line. Oh, God, as we give you glory, as we give you praise, thank you so much. And I'm praying properly in the name of Jesus and asking all these things for the glory of God. We do give you glory. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you. Are y'all awake out there? If you are, let's speak to each other. Good morning to you.
Good morning
to you. God bless you. Good morning. Amen. I only heard just a few. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Good morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name today, God. Hallelujah. Praise you. Thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We just thank God for you and for you and you. You sound mighty good, and I appreciate you so much. I don't come to you any other way but as a lamb. I mean, before shepherds and shepherdesses. God bless all of you. Huh? I need your help this morning. I mean, the praise reports, prayer reports, I appreciate it. You know, somebody out of the way. Not prayer. Thank you so much. I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. And as you open your line and you hear that noise, that means it's on your line. And so you need to mute your line. Thank you. But I do want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go to Psalms 37 and 25. I'm going to get the station identification if Ambassador Hagen is on the line, and then we'll come back to.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning. God bless. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We are a chief ambassador.
No, his seed begging bread. All right. Look that up. Psalms 37:25.
Pardon.
We're going to get the station identification. Then we'll come back to that scripture. God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. The line is open to you.
God bless you. I do apologize there that we're disconnect. Glory to God. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We honor our Chief International Ambassador. We thank God, amen, for our Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, First Lady of this ministry. We thank God, amen, for the memory of Mother Adlai Johnson's Mother to the Nations. We thank God for all of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. Oh, my Lord, thank God for my husband, my beloved husband, Bishop, Ambassador Bishop Dr. Hagen. Thank God for everybody, each of you in your respective places, and to all of our listeners from all over the world. We are broadcasting live NPA, npavideo.com on Blog Talk Video. Can you imagine being heard all over the world? Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? To God be glory. Countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Vietnam, U.S. Virgin Islands, Canada, Europe, you name it, just literally all over the world. It is so incredible what the Lord is doing. We can be reached simply by dialing into the studio at number 347-934-0207, and we are here live. I want to thank our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. And may God forever bless you, Chief, and keep on doing what you do. Right before we turn back to you, we'd like to just make a very special announcement, if it's okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
On April the 15th, 2016, Dr. Bernard Johnson will be coming to Georgia in a special service, special musical, family and friends night for the Lord. And everyone is invited. The seats are free. You want to get there early, though. The doors will open at 6:30 in the p.m., and the service will begin promptly at 7:30 p.m., and it will be taking place in the Vineyard, Hagen Temple, 954 Fire Tower Road in Hagen, Georgia. Dr. Bernard Johnson will be coming to Hagen, Georgia. For everybody that's in the Georgia area, you definitely want to be there. You don't want to miss. It's going to be one unforgettable night. Wow. Dr. Bernard Johnson will be at Hagen Temple, Hagen, Georgia. 954, where the fire is falling on Fire Tower Road, April 15th, 2016. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Chief. Back to you.
God bless you. It was a joy to talk to the radio station down there the other day. Tell Mrs. Jameson I appreciate her. Thank her for all of her input. And they tell me that they're really advertising down there. And thank her for it.
Yes,
all right.
Certainly will. And they want you back again today.
Wonderful. All right. Back on the radio station. God bless you. All right. Let me move here to our subject. And then after this, I'm going to ask that we have our convention announcement. We've got to want to push that a little bit more and let you know that we're expecting you all in Kansas City. Amen. Our mecca for the convention. Amen. Let me deal with this a little while. I've been young, but now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. My God, that's Psalm 37:25. I'm just going to leave it up to you all to develop that theme. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Somebody over there in a foreign country may really appreciate your interpretation, because this is their only church. Amen. We're aware of that, so I'll try to bring them something wholesome, some meat. Have the word. Amen. You can minister in the name of Jesus. On that scripture there, I have been young and now old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. All right, the line is open to you. This is the Wisdom Seminar. Just jump in there, and we'll recognize you, and you'll be able to give what the Lord has put in your heart about that. Anybody? Amen. Saints of God, I have been young. God's depending on you. Amen. You, his voice, and he wants you to represent him. All right? Make known his deeds before the people. Amen. Who wants to go first on that? I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. All right? The line is open to you. Anybody? Am I being heard this morning? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Pat. Yes, Chief Ambassador. This is Sheila in Kansas. I can hear you. good morning, Chief Ambassador. Praise the Lord. That scripture means to me, and this is what it means to me. It means to me is that I haven't been with the Lord that long, Pastor, but to me, this is what it means in my spirit, that since the day I've joined the Lord's team, he hasn't forsaken me, of anything. I may not get it right then when Sheila wanted it, but he delivered it to me. And I've never received begging bread. I've never had to beg bread. If I've been low on things, he's always put a Christian person in my path where I was able to talk to them and tell them they need, so I wasn't forsaken there. And now I'm 43 years old, but like I said, Chief Ambassador, I have not been with the Lord that long, but it just means to me that he'll never, ever leave me. He said it. He said it in his word, and that's just what it means to me, everything that it says. I've been young, and now I'm old. Not once have I saw the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. My grandmother didn't do it before me. My forefathers didn't do it, and I'm not going to do it in the name of Jesus. He just got it. Got us covered.
Beautiful, Sister Brown. Amen. God bless you, the Lord. And
thank
I
you.
Think it touched the heart of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. I don't know if Lady Guy hears me, but I do remember. And I want you, amen, that can work right in with your testimony. Amen. Because he certainly hasn't forsaken you.
Amen.
And even though Bishop Guy has gone on to be with the Lord has provided for you. Amen. And you haven't seen begging bread? No. God has provided for you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I know Mother Digby got a word to say on that. I know all of our ambassadors have a word to say on that. Sister Sheila Brown, open it up here. Man, it doesn't have to mean in years as being old now. It can mean that you haven't come to Jesus, and a few days you have been with Jesus, and now you've been with them a long time, but you haven't seen the righteous forsaken. Oh. Somebody else, give me what that means to you. Line is open.
This is Ambassador Elect Johnson in Texas, area code 325.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise God. Praise God this morning, and I praise God for you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. I was thinking about that word of God and that promise of God, then meaning that God is faithful. No matter what we go through, young or old, all the time from being young, and now I'm older, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. God has never forsaken me. He's been there for me, and he keeps proving himself all the time. And never had to beg for bread. My mother was righteous, and I'm her seed. I'm righteous, and my daughter is my seed. And God is taking care of us, and we stand firm on that promise. That's just what he said he was going to do. Take care of us. He is faithful. And that's just a word, a promise that I stand on, for his promises are yea and amen. And I think about it, even though my world turned upside down somewhat 3 years ago, God has taken care of me. He's favored me. And when we belong to him and know how to go to him in prayer and asking for the many blessings that are being shared with us daily, the closing prayer that you give, all we have to do is stand firm, as many say, I receive it. And that's what he's done. He keeps on being faithful. He is a faithful God. So I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed bed bread. And that's from when I, in my youth, young, and to this day. And I praise God for it.
That's so beautiful. My. You bless people all around the world, Sister Johnson. And thank you so very much. I want to stay with this just a few more minutes. Who else has a word for us? Amen. It's inside of you. You know that the Lord has never forsaken you and never had you begging bread. Why don't you say a word for him? Amen. He's taking care. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else? Give God. I heard somebody. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Lonnie. Good morning.
Come on with that energy. Come on.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's truly a blessing and an honor to be in the presence of the Lord. And I just give him all the glory for what he's done for me. And I just thank him on this morning for being a righteous God. Amen. Life is truly, my world has truly changed. I'm thankful to the Lord this morning that, oh, Lord, he's been good to me. Thank you for being patient, being a guide. I didn't quite catch the scripture. I was a little late getting on the line this morning, and I apologize. I heard you mention about righteousness and being forsaken. The Lord will not forsake you. My testimony this morning, Pastor, is that I, thank you, Lord, for being so good. And all his righteousness, he will not forsake me. And that was a prayer that I had on my heart when I was, I called out to the Lord, and it was told that it was that part just kept coming back into my mind. It was saying, he will not forsake you. He will not forsake you. He will not forsake you. And
He's not gonna forsake you.
Right. And I was just thinking, I want to be more of a righteous person, and I think I am a righteous person. I just didn't know it. Because I try so hard to be in the world, you know what I'm saying? And that stuff just don't work for me no more. It doesn't work for me anymore. I cannot go back into the world the way I was. I am a changed person, Pastor, and I just truly am thankful to everyone for all their prayers and for all the strength that I felt myself drawing. I cried out and asked the Lord for his help, and he was righteous and faithful to me. And, you know, he is not a person of favor in the sense that he can do it for anyone who believes in him, who trusts in him, who wants his love, you know. Just continue to seek after him. And that's what I'm doing. As I get more into that word, that is where my strength comes from. That is where my help comes from. And go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, you hit something there that's important. That's where your strength and help come from, the word of God. You walking on it. All right, go ahead.
And I just thank him for that on today. And I just ask that, you know, I continue to be faithful to the Lord, so that, you know, I can continue to walk in his bosom and in his grace. I'm right now, Pastor, I'm searching for there's no words that can describe, you know, his righteousness or his love, you know, a righteous person. We are not worthy of his love. You know, we are creatures of, you know, of choice, and we make mistakes at times, you know what I'm saying? And I thank him for being faithful to forgive us for his forgiveness and for his mercy. But once you come out of that stage of, you know, you taking your, you know, being born again, I was trying to minister to a gentleman. I said, man, I'm born again, you know. I'm taking my baby steps. And even when you're taking them baby steps, sometimes you might fall. You know what I'm saying? And I fell down a couple of times, but I continue to get back up, and I thank the Lord for his faithfulness. You know, I thank him for giving me the desire to be a righteous person. And mm-hmm. once you get that understanding of what you want to be, I want to be more like you, Jesus. I want to come to your throne, be able to come to you. I thank you for allowing me to be able to come to your throne, for having mercy. You know, all of these things are part of him not forsaking us, it being having the ability to come to him and say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done wrong. Please forgive me. And please, you know, so after a while, you just don't want to do wrong anymore. And that's what I thank him for this morning, that to giving me the desire of my heart, which is to be more righteous and to follow after him and to seek after him and to continue to be blessed amen.
God bless you. I appreciate you, man. You a baby Christian, yeah, but you are really growing. And thank you for you. All right. I'll take one more. Never seen the righteous forsaken nor seen. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Chief, this is Lady Guy in Florida. Listen, I love this scripture. And as you said, well, I can testify, this year will be 5 years that the love of my life, my sweetheart, my lover, my pastor, my evangelist, my prophet, and all that good stuff, he departed the fact went home to be with the Lord. And by living by two salaries, when he departed, that means I had one salary to live by. And I tell you, I can tell the world, I have never seen my life forsaken, nor see begging bread. God has met all of my needs, my desires, my wants. He has, the song says, God, he's always there. God has always been there for me. And I can testify today that I have never been forsaken. I have never been without. God has been there for me. All the song says, he was there all the time. God was there all the time. He's still there for me. I praise God and I honor God for being the Lord of my life. And if you live a life for the Lord, he will not forsake you. We got to live a life first. We live a life. He will meet all of our needs, our desires, and our wants. Yes. That's all I want to say. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Lady God down there in Florida, amen. All right. Yeah, we know he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. I said one more, but y'all energized me so much. Is there anybody who just really wants to jump in there and you want to tell it to the Lord? Amen. Is there one more who God has taken care of you so and testify for him? Anybody else? All right. God bless you. We praise God for you. I want to try to open up the lines here. Some people can't get on. I know. But Charlotte Gray, I got your message. Amen. So I want to open up the lines to you. And anybody else is muted. Amen. So they'll be have the opportunity to get on the line. All right. I'll try one more. Some of y'all's lines were muted. But do you want to say a word about that? I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor see begging bread. If so, jump in there right now. Anybody else? All right, God bless you. Let's move to our prayer request in the name of Jesus. Our God. God does hear and he does answer prayer. You need a miracle? My God. He's waiting to bless you. All you have to do is make your need known unto God. This is not a gossip line. This is a prayer line. We're asking you to make your prayer request known simply so we can talk. How could you have a footache? How could you have cancer? And we're praying that the Lord will touch your foot.
Can y'all hear?
Amen. Can y'all hear me now? I'm saying if you've got a footache, if you've got cancer, want to take those prayer requests. Rest me up here today. If so, I would appreciate it. Anyone? All right.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown. I'll take them, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador.
All right. Thank you so much. The line is open to you.
Good morning. Just accepting prayer requests this morning.
This is nothing like people I got to come prayer, but I want prayer for the lady I put on prayer request for Angel, but she passed away, and I want to pray for her children there in the film today, the Bowman family, the Bowman family.
Yes, ma'am.
We're even there in the film today. And also, Annie Pearl, she's in the hospital, she had cancer, and she's had some difficult she has some difficult right now. And so I want to pray for her, and including me on the prayer line.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And God bless you. Do we have any more prayer requests?
This is Brother Lonnie. I'd just like to add that I would like a prayer request for my strength in the Lord to continue to grow, for protection against the enemy, for wisdom and knowledge to be able to fight against the principalities of this world. And I just, you know, I just, that's all.
Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Adams from Georgia, and I was calling for prayer for my son, Justin, and also for this lady that my apostle yesterday, she said she have cancer. Her name is Michelle, and she had...
Well, here's Sister Brown. I think we lost her. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. I'm calling for prayer for my son, Justin Hewlett, and also for Sister Michelle. My apostle announced it yesterday in church that she has cancer, and her name is Michelle.
Okay.
Yes,
Adams, or who is it?
Yes, Apostle Adams from Savannah, Georgia, and I will try to make it to the service Friday night if the Lord's will. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Code 325. Tomorrow I start my new job, so y'all just pray for me. I'm very nervous about that. I know the enemy is trying to discourage me. So I just want y'all to pray for me because this is one of my goals that I wanted. And I know this is all God because it's everything that I ask, vacation time, holiday pay, Monday through Friday, some Saturdays. It's everything that I ask for, and I know this is God. He wants me to have this job.
Really?
So if y'all would pray for me and then pray for my family.
Well, let me say this to you, Sister Renee. You never have to be nervous about a blessing.
Yes,
God sent it. Don't worry about it. He's already made the way, and the favor walks before you. Just go ahead and have yourself a good time. Amen. Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Brown.
Amen. This is Ambassador Meg Johnson in Texas. I'm asking for a prayer for one of my cousins named Carolyn. She has cataracts on both eyes. And I'm asking you to pray for her as well, that God will touch and heal her eyes. I know he's able. He is a miracle-working God, and that's not too hard for him. So I'm asking you to pray for her, that God will heal and remove those cataracts so that she can see. She is a caregiver of a quadriplegic daughter that was a victim from a hit-and-run, and she needs to be able to see. And I'm asking you to pray for her.
All right. Anybody else?
This is Sister Lucille. I have an unspoken request, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me and my children. Thank you.
All right. Right. Let's take those requests there, and we'll go to our convention announcement after that. Okay. Lucille is asking for unspoken requests and prayer for her and her children. Sister Karen Brown has an unspoken request. And Apostle Adam in Savannah is praying for his son, Justin Hewlett. And Michelle, lady she met, who has cancer at a church, all right? Renee McKnight is praying, you know, that we would pray that she won't be so nervous and everything will work out with her new job. And it will, Sister McKnight. And Ambassador-elect Johnson. And again, Sister Lucille has unspoken one prayer for her children. All right. Sister Peterson is asking prayer. I hope I got that right for the former family. Amen. And let's pray also for Brother Lonnie. Put also Dr. Betty Johnson on there and our grandchildren and daughter.
I also request for and a prayer. She had cancer. She did not present cancer. They can't get her. They can't get her food and stuff. She had diarrhea. They can't get her stopped. So she had cancer. So.
What's her name again?
Anna Pearl Hurt, H-U-R-T, Anna Pearl Hurt.
Annie Pearl.
And remember me too.
And you. Amen. All right. Let's get some prayer. Anybody want to pray this morning? We got time for you. Prayer warriors on here. So give us a prayer. Who would like to pray this morning? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Well,
wow.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor, if I may, I'll take prayer request this morning, Pastor.
All right, God bless you. Go ahead and pray.
Lord, I thank you this morning for the breath that you're putting in my body. For the ability to come before you today, Lord, is truly a blessing. I just thank you right now, and I humble myself unto you with praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we have prayer requests on the line this morning, and we know you are present, and you are aware of all the needs of the people here on the prayer line, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you move in their lives, Father God, like only you can. Father, I just thank you this morning for allowing me to meditate in your word, for the strength that you have given me, Lord. And I thank you for answering my prayer request, Lord. Give me the strength to continue to go forward and to fight a good fight, Father God, and to continue to pick up daily and put on your armor, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life. Father God, I pray for Sister Lucy May and her family, Lucille and her family, her children. And, Lord, I just ask that you watch over them, continue to strengthen them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you grant the requests that are on the prayer line this morning. Lord, I'm not able to call everyone by name, Lord, but you are almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-wise, omnipotent, magnificent, merciful, righteous, Lord. You will not leave or forsake those that are in need and when they call upon you, Heavenly Father. Those that have requests, look over Sister Renee in Texas, Lord, that you will continue to bless her and help her to grow, Lord. We thank you so much for her progress, Lord, for trusting in you, Father God. We just give you the honor today, Miss Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord, for removing those cataracts, Father God. Yes, Lord, yes, it can be done, Lord. You can do all things but fail, Father God. We just thank you on the day, those that are in special need, Lord, that you put someone in their life that can help them with their situation, Father. And I just thank you on this morning, Lord, for all you've done. I just give you the honor, Father God, right now, Lord. I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And in Jesus' name, amen.
That's beautiful, Brother Lonnie. Beautiful, man.
Thank you. I will, Pastor. I will.
Amen. And I believe I'm correct. You accepted your ministry, didn't you?
I did, Pastor. Easter Sunday. Oh, was that Easter?
I believe it was Easter Sunday. You accepted your ministry. Thank God for you. And you're growing, buddy. Keep on. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay? All right. I'll take another word of prayer. Anybody else want to pray? The line is open to you. Amen. Thank you, prayer warriors who've been standing by to pray. Amen. It's open up to you. Go ahead and jump in there and let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for Sister Peterson. She's been faithful to this prayer line. I'm going to ask that you bountifully help her and touch her body and heal her body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And any pearl hurt. And God, look on these families and bless them and help them through the pain that they are experiencing even right now. Keep on blessing him and his ministry as he takes the lead, Lord, to pray and to lead the prayer requests and even sometimes the praise report. Thank you. Bless him, Lord, for his efforts. I ask a prayer at the beginning of this prayer line that you would bless every participant. Lord, he's a participant. Bless him in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And then look on Apostle Adams there in Savannah, Lord. Oh, God.
Yes,
she desires to be at that musical on Friday night. The family and friends night for God. Help her to be there, Lord. Make a way for her to come.
Yes.
Our son, Justin Hewlett. Oh, God, touch Justin.
I'm
going to ask you, Lord, to bring him closer to you. And would you dispatch a ministry in his heart in the name of Jesus, that he may be used for your glory as before.
Yeah.
I pray for Michelle. You know what Michelle we mean. Evidently down there by Apostle Adams, who has cancer. And I thank you because you are the boss of all things. Speak to that cancer and God, bind it on this earth in the name of Jesus and deliver Michelle from cancer.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. You said in your word over there in Malachi, prove you and see will you not open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. God, the healing from cancer would be an ultra awesome blessing. It would mean that only you could do that, and you did it. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Name
Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
It's around 6:44 a.m.